Source the EF, Mobile.
KF4NXY, David.
KF4H, Kex.
I think I heard somebody else in there.
Sam, good morning, David. Good morning, Patrick. How are y'all doing? David, or are they on the side and you're just munching on them?
There's just some of these, tortilla or something like that. They're supposed to be kind of healthy for you and get a big box of them at Sam's, and they got little packets inside the big box, and they're pretty good little blueberry crackers.
Blueberry crackers. I might have to see if I can find those sometime. Patrick, everything went good this weekend. The boys had a good time. We didn't win any awards or anything, but I mean, I definitely think they had a good time at the end of the day, building bridges, doing first aid stuff. They did all kinds of stuff. And at least I got to sleep in my hammock because the wind died down every evening. So that was good. I got some decent sleep.
They had a good time, but the wind would have just rocked you to sleep in the hammock.
Down most nights, I think right around 10-ish, it started kind of calming down, so I didn't have any issues sleeping in the hammock all weekend.
I'm glad you had a good time, and the boys did too. Hopefully they took something away from it.
KW Mobile.
Hey, I'm gonna go get me another cup of coffee. Y'all carry on. KF4NXY.
Good to hear you this morning. And Ken, I hope you're feeling okay after all the work you had to do.
God, it's Monday.
Oh, it wasn't. Saturday and Sunday?
By Saturday, I had the cabinet, the kitchen sink cabinets in, the countertop in and cut, and the sink installed. And then all I had to do Sunday was just plumb the drain. And what a catastrophe. It just, the sink my brother-in-law got was like had two sides to the sink, so it had two drains, and they're all on 16-inch centers. But these two were at two different elevations. And so, man, by the time I got done, it had like 10 little joints in it because I had to have a vent because it doesn't have a wall vent. And it was like, man, every time I turned around, it's like, well, this leaked and that leaked and this leaked. And you had to take three joints apart to fix a leak on one joint.
By the time jammed in the kitchen sink cabinet.
And then it's, squatting down and laying down and then getting up and then go back down and get back up. And it's like, dang, by the end of Saturday, it was all I could do, just get back up off the floor.
You had quite the adventure then.
Only got it.
Next weekend or this weekend, you get to go put the flooring down.
That won't be near as bad, I hope. The hardest part is getting the kitchen cleared out.
Not everything you were going through this weekend is what I hear.
They planned on doing the floor next weekend, so I guess we did get accomplished what we wanted to get accomplished, was to get a working hot water heater and a working sink.
But next weekend won't be so much of an adventure.
It'll go smooth for you. That way it's not too much on you.
Too bad.
Wish I could have slept in this morning. I woke up Saturday and Sunday at 6:30. Had to get the boys up and moving, start coffee and stuff for the adults on Monday. Maybe I should start taking vacation on Monday so I can rest.
Any rest with the kids and the wife still around for the homeschool?
We end up cleaning. There's all those little things you see around the house, think needs to get done, I would start doing them. What you impacted?
We drug the pop-up up to my father-in-law's and set it up and went through it and checked it out real good and impacted all the way and put it back where it was at. And then we ended up going to Sam's and doing all that. And then yesterday, it didn't do much of anything.
For the 26th and 27th of this month. Put it at Asheville KOA East, and that way I can, the granddaughter's supposed to spend the night that weekend, so we thought we'd take her camping.
Picture center up there?
I hadn't investigated it. The camp there where you can kayak and fish and everything, and our camp spot's right on the lake.
Good. We used to go up there with Michael when he was younger. So I always had a good time.
Exactly.
Not too far from the mall. There on Tunnel Road. So other than that, I don't remember the name of the road it's on. I'd have to go look it back up again.
It's actually in Swan Noah.
Side of Asheville. But it's more back toward Asheville.
Designs. They got to get it set up and then go up to Mars Hill and pick her up.
Carl Chubbins, KO4CEM.
That, maybe she's, each kid got to pick what they wanted, so we'll have to see what she wants for dinner, lunch, breakfast, I guess.
Same weekend, I'm gonna try to do some fried chicken tenders. Shot.
Deep fryer that we take with us, and that works out good.
I'm chubbing in a burner, though. We're gonna see how this goes. It'll be the first time I've tried to do fried chicken on a tent camping trip.
Okay, and 4 TFW.
And not just dealing with a little bit of traffic.
Having dessert to do too.
The thermometer for that oil, you should be good to go.
It'll be the main thing, then try not to go too far over. It's just a normal single burner span that I bought at Bass Pro Shops while we were there. You saw it, right? And just make sure we don't get too hot. As long as we get up at around 400 degrees, I mean, it'll 350 to 400, it'll fry the chicken.
We try to catch some panfish in the lake and cook them up.
I'm
going in my bad spot.
Andrew, you going to try to make it over to the club's amateur radio rally here in Traveler's Rest?
All right. Where it's at, that way I can come around and show my face a little bit, see what we got.
Down Saturday morning and see how things are going, help out when I can. And I don't know how long I'll be able to stay. I got to help a friend of mine pack up and move. He's moving out to the coast.
I'm going to
North Carolina, up around Kitty Hawk, in that area. His daughter lives out there, so he's going to move out there and be with them. You gonna try to make it?
Depend on that floor, right?
I don't know how much floor you got or what time you're gonna start, but this starts at 8 o'clock. And it's just over here in Traveler's Rest. It's not too far away.
On the website?
I read it on the net last night. So did Ben. But I can't remember it.
Can't find where it's at. I think Spartanburg was doing another one as well. I can't remember when it was.
Gun shows in town.
The only thing I need will be, I need to pick up some more ammo. I don't know if I trust that at the gun show.
Gun show. Palmetto had a good deal on 9s. And then I don't know about shotgun shells. I traded my brother-in-law a 12-gauge for a Remington 870 20-gauge, and then I bought an old Stevens or Springfield 84C bolt-action 22 from him, like I used to have when I was a kid.
870 20-gauge, that thing would be fun.
I was thinking Susan wasn't going to be fond of using the 12-gauge, you know what I mean? We were using it in-house for self-defense, but heck, the one I had was a Rock Island Arms. It was their stainless version, had two barrels, three chokes, had the pistol grip and the stock. Do some ski shoots. Need to definitely take it to the range and shoot it some.
Some ski shooting, go down to the Clinton House. That place is phenomenal.
One in one of the gun ranges there in Spartanburg.
It's a Spartanburg club. We've been to that. They have stands that you go up, and they have, you know, four or five different stations that are shooting. But I think the reason why I like the Clinton House because it always changes, and it's almost set up kind of like the way you do a golf course. So each stand you go to has two or four different traps set up, and you know, you just hit the button and start shooting, and you move to the next station. You rent a golf cart for about $40.
Exercise in a golf cart.
Towed your shotgun and ammo around there, but it's probably gonna be quite the walk.
For kids, we walked miles hunting rabbits.
Kid, you ain't gonna be able to walk out after your D's get done with this floor.
About that, KN4 TFW.
I'm dying to go down to Clinton House. Next time I go, I'll shoot you an invite. I'm gonna rent me a golf cart though, so we'll just wait on you at each stand.
Roger that. Back from Susan's dad's house, we're going over that bridge downtown Greenville. And they're laying in the right lane. Somebody lost a really nice road bike. And then it was a couple of cars looked like it hit it.
These are outrageous. Somebody might have lost some money.
Could have been worth over a couple $1,000s anyway. It looked really nice. It looked like it was really light and everything. You know, had the really narrow tires on it. I think it popped off the back.
Man, that was to get to where you're supposed to be going and realize you don't have one of your bicycles. Man, that would just be heartbreaking right there. KO4CF.
Yeah, when it costs several $1,000s too, it's not just a Huffy you went to Walmart and got.
A Hill on 25 on my Huffy.
Hill.
Rode all the way from State Park, all the way down State Park Road, 25, and all the way up 25. My uncle lives at, you know, that last exit, Gap Creek Road, and rode over there to his house.
Parking lot, so I'm gonna start my trek on in here and see what all I got for the meeting this morning. So, y'all be safe out there, and hopefully I'll holler at you whenever I get off work today. But other than that, we'll holler at you in the morning at least. KO4CF, and I'll be clear on y'all's final.
Hopefully there's no surprises waiting on you this morning. KO4HK.
You have an awesome day, and I'll catch you tomorrow. KN4TFW. Granddaughter that we're taking her camping yet.
Surprise then.
She'll be the first one from that family to stay in our camper.
Your son, the one that has the problems?
It's his youngest daughter. And the other two already spent the night or the weekend at our house and that, but she hadn't got to yet.
I'm sure it'll be a big surprise, and she'll enjoy that then.
Fish, so the camper will be backed right up to the fishing lake, so that should be nice.
I'm sure that'll be fun. And just want to know, it's pretty nice up in that area.
If it runs right, kind of right through the campground. there that Swannanoa River or whatever, and they're saying in the summertime you can tube it.
Tubing it wouldn't be that wouldn't surprise me at all.
It's cold though.
This time of year. But if you want a real cold bath, go over here to the Pisgah Forest and get in the Davidson River where it comes out of there, and that'll be a cold bath for you.
All about that too much anymore.
We're there and go down Sliding Rock and up to the Cradle of Forestry and a couple of things right in there to do. Down right there too, Davidson River Campground. But if you're going to get in there, you good luck.
Get up Davis River Campground, right? Hold over there. They had like three spots left. And they had a pull through that looked pretty good, but then they had the one that backed up to the lake, so I opted for that one.
Back it in there.
In the driveway pretty decent, so I figured I should be able to do that.
Camper up this weekend. Not sure if we're going to keep it or not.
Well, it's got trade-in value, right?
Thinking about putting it on Marketplace and trying to sell it.
Time. And then getting ready into camping season. I'm wanting to go at least once a month anyway.
Trying to go, like I said, we'll probably sell it and then put the money towards something else.
Yeah, and then we could, Caesar was saying sometime in around the end of June, I gotta go to Kentucky for a week. It's like, man, that's gonna be killer.
I'm up there.
There ain't nothing to do.
Your radio.
Definitely a possibility. I just have to see, but there's a shooting range or a hunting club right behind her house, and I hear them shooting over there all the time, so that might be an option. Maybe I guess I can take a fishing pole to fishing somewhere.
I'm sure you can find something to do if you look around. You can go up there to the Noah's Ark. If it's close by, I don't know where exactly you're going up there.
Been there. That's a nice place. Don't take no little kid, though.
Son decides to have kids. I ain't got no little kids, so. He ain't little. He's bigger than I am, so I ain't got to worry about that.
Thing's impressive if you've never been there.
Never been. We've talked about it. We'll maybe try to do that one time.
Just me and Caesar, but we had the small granddaughter with us, so it was more of a hassle. Unbelievably huge. If it's to scale, it's like, man, it would have took you a whole lifetime.
That's supposed to be the scale, isn't it?
Then it is. Then they got a little petting zoo park and that right there by it. And that, but man, it's huge. You just can't even fathom the idea.
Doing that with no power tools and just you and your sons at best.
Yeah, right. And it's, you know, the way they do have it put together with, the pins and the holes and everything, and not, you know, it's all dialed together. It ain't screwed together.
Amazing how much stronger something built like that is than using nails and screws the way we build today.
The campground remotely close to her house, I'd drag the camper. It'd be, you know, it ain't worth it just to go all the way up there and back for, you know, 2 days or whatever, but if you got to stay a week, that'd probably be worth it.
Yeah, I would say that would be worth it. Have you looked around?
Quick search a few months ago, and it's like, man, the closest one I saw was before I got to her house, but it's still, you know, 40 miles.
Being there every day, don't think I'd want to stay that far away. But surely there's something closer by than that.
But she, man, she's like in the middle of nowhere.
It's amazing how much stuff is still not online when you go looking for things like that. When in rural areas, they just don't mess with it.
By word of mouth and everything, but yeah, if I had the camper, then you know, taking the radio is a little bit easier.
Well, you can just put it in the camper and all the stuff you need to go with you.
Problem is, you don't really know the date yet. And I'm supposed to from mid-June to mid-July. I think we're booked over there in Flat Rock.
Get together again while you're up there, since you're so close.
Time, last time like that.
Summer, wouldn't it? It's already been that long since we got together. Seems like just the other day, doesn't it?
Like it was that long, for sure, but yeah, it's right out of year now.
I thought about trying to see if I could meet up with Ed today. I talked to him one day about maybe meeting for lunch out here on Monday since he's close by, but I don't know, kind of late, last minute.
Down for it. I hope he's doing well.
That's when I seen him on the class last week. I talked to him for a minute or two. He seemed to be doing okay.
Hoping I'd, you know, take the test with him, but I, you know, after more I think about it, I really don't have an interest in it.
Something you gotta want. It's not something just to, I just go do that. Not for me, anyway. I want to get it and be done with it, so I'm gonna try to stick it out.
That way you don't have to worry about it anymore.
I don't get on HF hardly at all.
Not in a while, but like I said, you know, for me it's more of a wintertime thing. Just in the summertime, you just, you know, if it's raining and you can't do anything outside, I usually don't get on the radio. And then if it's nice outside, I got too much stuff to do.
Getting on there and making a contact just doesn't appeal to me. If I'm going to do it, I'd like to at least have a little bit of a conversation. But I don't know. I listen all the time, and that's all I hear is either old men fussing at each other or making a contact, and that's it. And I'm like, I don't want no part of either one of them.
I've met, you know, I've carried on conversations with several people that you call out, you know what I mean? There's people that'll, you know, start up conversations with you. I know there's a guy on 17 meters out of California. He's usually on from like 1 to 3, and he's always a lot of fun. He has, you know, them little scale train tracks or whatever that, you know, you can get on and ride, and then he's got one of those in his yard and everything, so he was really nice. I probably talked to him 20 minutes.
Be up for something like that. I just running in, running out. Nah, I'm no good with that.
Come on there, you just got to go, you know, get away on some frequencies where there ain't a lot of people hanging out, and you can usually pick them up. Usually the people that are wanting to talk are, you know, on 17 meters and stuff like that.
I have to look into it a little more. Like I said, I don't spend much time on it anyway.
And down in Panama, you know, during the pandemic, same last name as mine. And probably about 20 minutes. We're talking about the pandemic and their lockdown and everything.
Like I said, I'll just jump up there and try that and check it out then.
Call out. You know what I mean? Just call out, and then, you know, somebody will come back to you in a minute or two, and then just start up a conversation. Start out with, you know, what kind of radio and antenna you're running and what kind of power and stuff like that. And
maybe I'll try it this weekend or something. Probably won't be none this week during the week. Too much going on in the afternoons when I get home. trying to get ready for the next day.
Thanks for conversations. I talked to most of them during the afternoon. You know, in the morning, HF is all taken up with a bunch of cements and everything. But in the later afternoon, it ain't near as bad. I was just scrolling and I heard somebody tuning up on the frequency, so I stopped right there, and as soon as he got done tuning, he called out. First time he called out, I answered back to him.
That's cool. I've made a couple contacts on HF, but not many. The first one I done was over on 10 meters, and that's all I did was throw my call out, and I got a guy up above Syracuse, New York.
Jeff was up in Canada, in Toronto.
On the radio up there anymore since Trudeau, the King Trudeau is in there.
A lot of contacts in Canada.
Sarcastic.
They stay in there when they have their next election, and they have to do something like this.
Something else, that's for sure.
My vitamin good enough in my smoothie this morning. Keeps getting stuck in my straw.
So you got there, KO4HX.
Like a peach mango with some blueberries in it. I ran out of bananas.
Breakfast for the day.
I started day, but if I do that, then I can have a little snack for breakfast, and I don't bottom out.
Not getting stuck. It's just been a cold glass of water as I'm coming down the mountain.
Already coffeeed out, you know, and it, so I drink one of these and I put a little bit of protein powder in it. It's a good way to get my vitamins down because I got this swallowing thing that, man, and these pills are huge. And I take one for my joints and just a regular vitamin, and it's better if I just grind them all up.
Yeah, I take one for my joints, my knees, osteo something. I can't remember what it's called. Little blue box you get at Sam's. I can tell when I forget to take those.
Well, I'm sitting here in the parking lot, so I want to say 7-3. You be careful out there today, and look forward to catching you either this afternoon or in the morning. KN4 TFW.
Just pulled in. KO4 checks, and I'll be clear. Have a great day.